Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai. I'm remarried and living my best life ever. See, there's so much life after divorce. I'm starting my new chapter unapologetically. I'm bringing real stories, real life, real talk on all things that aren't said between each other, society, the sheets, and everything in the middle. And lucky me, you'll be joining me on the journey. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday. So buckle up.
So welcome back to another episode of Divorce Not Dead. I'm going to do one of my solo episodes today because I'm sitting in bed by myself, in my house, by myself. If any of you are watching my social media, I think you all know that I'm on my own. And I've been on my own for 8 days. Sergio's coming back next Friday and the kids are all away with my ex-husband, and I have used this time to really get shit done. Actually, I was thinking about the importance because obviously, you know, being married to Sergio, as you know, has been a complete adjustment for me because I've gone from having a lot of time on my own, I suppose, to having no time on my own because Sergio sees that as the root of all evil and why I broke up with my first husband, because you lose that connection and it's so important, et cetera, et cetera. So he's taught me so many different things. And I think he's right in certain ways that, you know, probably with my first marriage, I got so used to being on my own that I really hated it when he came home and told me what to do, right? Because at the same time, that my age group of men want more of a traditional marriage where even if you are both breadwinners and you're both working, they still see the wife as the one that does everything. I mean, even today, my PA and my household does all the organizing, all the forms for the children, all the doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, school stuff. We still take on that whole role, even though, you know, we have a 50-50 custody. So, you know, just because I think that's traditionally what happens. Now, I don't have a traditional marriage with my new husband, you know, who thinks of life differently. So he doesn't look at me in a role where, you know, I have to have the house clean or that any role in the house that we couldn't just split, right? Things need to be done, we get it done. Having said that, you know, because Sergio and I do so much together, and he's not needy, but quite, I guess, clingy. But even with the clingy, it's kind of like he just wants to spend time with me and real time. And I think, you know, my kids have said the same. I think I'm so busy organizing so much for other people and myself and the house and keeping everything perfect, because I'm a perfectionist, that, you know, time management for me has been really, really difficult. And I feel very split between 3 children who require 3 different things, you know, actually just finishing filming. And you'll see the storyline between my daughter and I, who's always saying, I want more time with you. But I don't know what that means exactly, because when you offer your kids time, you know, it's never the ideal time for them. I've got my friends tonight, or, you know, what they mean by time is, you know, things that cost a fortune to do all the time, and, you know, spending money. The traditional things that we used to do as children are gone. It's not like we're playing hopscotch outside. So, you know, you go to the mall with your kids and it costs you hundreds of dollars every time. So it's all of these things in my head. So I've had this time here where Sergio's actually busy, really busy finishing all his business in Bali, and he's got his mom and he's like off on this trip. So this is amazing. That's not to say he still calls me all the time, but I have managed to get so much shit done in my house. I've redone the laundry room. I've rearranged my son's room. I finished it now. I'm just doing all the sheets. Everybody has two bed linens for their beds. I have done my wardrobe. I have cleared out my wardrobe. So everything, you know, all my last season's clothes will go on sale. I do this, by the way, all the time because I just, you know, when with my job, once you've seen it and it's been filmed or whatever else, I just can't wear it again. I've done my storage unit. I've actually emptied my storage unit. I'm selling my old furniture that no longer serves me. I am clearing clutter out of my life. And it has been, I'm sitting in bed now because I've just finished, like I finished everything. I'm actually looking around and I'm like, fuck, I've done everything. And I'm doing two podcasts a day at the moment and I'm working and I'm so productive because my team is productive. Like I've realized, you know, no one can run your house like you run your house, right? When I go off, I wish I didn't have to say this, but everything goes to shit. Like literally everything goes to shit. And for some unknown reason, my team down, you know, just don't talk to each other or communicate. And I just don't know how to, like, I've always had a big team, like a really big office. And managing a small team in a house has just been so much more hard work than having a giant office. I don't know why. And I'm getting my head around, like, you know, systems and getting them to really work together and, you know, that everybody has their job. I want a happy home environment. I'm like, this house is so light. It's the smallest house I've ever owned. And I know a lot of you will be rolling your eyes because it's a big house, but for me it is. And it's just the happiest home I've had. It's so bright and light. It's got such good energy. And I don't know whether that's just from us and me and Sergio and where I am in life, but the kids and everybody's happy here. Everything has its place and everybody's happy here. Decluttering people, I can't tell you how satisfying it is. Get a fucking bin liner, get on your hands and knees and dump shit. What is that Marie Kondo? Get rid of anything that doesn't bring you joy. Do it because this brings you the most amount of joy. I was so looking forward to, you know, pushing Sergio out the door and getting my own time and my kids and everyone and just sorting myself out and seeing and regrouping really. And I'm actually sitting here talking to you, looking at my vision board, which is by accident in front of me, but I always put it right in front of the bed because then you have no way of getting up without seeing it. It used to be actually on my windows and that was, or the mirror where you do your teeth. Put it somewhere that you literally, there is no fucking way you can miss it. It's the only way. And you just look at it and look at it and look at it. And that's what I do. And just remind yourself, there's no magic to it. It's just reminding yourself, right? And everything is in the present, the past tense. Like I've done it. I've achieved it. It's here. And slowly, slowly, you just end up putting ticks on it. So satisfying. Just tick it off as it's done. And I can see quite a few things here that are done. And I think I've just had time, like even now, my youngest son, well, not youngest, but the little one, he's here and he wasn't meant to be here. And I was thinking, oh, you know, bang goes my alone time. He should have been with his dad. But actually, it's been amazing because I have, okay, and again, don't laugh. I know this sounds like Princess P problems, but not problems, but like, you know, everyone else in the world does this. I've made my own bed every day and enjoyed it, tidied my own kitchen, put things away myself because I'm so looked after in Dubai. I forgot how to do all these things. I've actually cooked dinner every night for me and my son. And last night he sat down and said, this is the best burger he's ever had, mummy. And forced into it because everyone's on holiday. All my staff are on holiday. And I'm really rethinking life. Like, do I need two housekeepers? Do I need all these people around me to like do shit for me, make me absolutely incapable of doing anything myself and lazy? I'm going back to the gym today to get myself back into shape. And I think I'm doing all the things for me. And just knowing that I can actually make bolognese. I can make my son a lovely dinner without him moaning. And he really enjoyed it. And he actually ate two burgers last night and said it was the best. And it made me so happy. And I got to the supermarket and did all the other things on top of my normal job. Now, you know, and I think when you're sending people to do that for you, obviously it's great. You know, I don't mind, like, I don't want to do the loo roll and all that rubbish that it is what it is. But like, how can they choose the things that my kids want? Like, you know, do it the same way that a mother can. Having said that, you know, I do understand that I'm going to find it hard to do 3 meals a day, which is what children require. Like, I mean, whipping up dinner when I want to is one thing. Having to do 3 meals is going to be another. But I've shown me that I can do it if I have to. And the thing is, you know, when I say that some pet people, obviously you're going to be scoffing again. A lot of people don't have the option. I am at work. I'm out all day. So this is the first time I've actually had a minute just to sit still in my own home. And I'm enjoying it. I'm really fucking enjoying it.
Let's take a break from the show, and I'm going to tell you about a little style secret that's been an absolute game changer for me. I've discovered a whole new level of wardrobe magic. Quince. You know that feeling when your closet is bursting at the seams, yet you feel like you've got nothing to wear? Well, I was in that boat too, even though my closet's overflowing with clothes, as you all know, and I felt like I've got nothing to wear ever. And I just found Quince and have finally given my closet that upgrade that I needed. I think it's easy to get lost in just buying, you know, pieces that are seasonal and that are exciting, and we forget the capsule wardrobe, people. Everybody needs a capsule wardrobe. And I actually just bought some things from Quince for Sergio. Quince has creates timeless classics that never go out of style, and you'll have them in your closet forever, which makes putting that outfit together way easier. Quince has all the capsule must-haves, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, suede and leather jackets, and silk blouses and dresses, which are just so easy to throw on, whether you're going to interview, date night, work. They're just there and easy. And here's the kicker. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they do this because they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost and the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And it only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. And you'll feel the difference just like I did. I just bought Sergio, actually, 2 beautiful crew neck sweaters, which, you know, you use all the time. It doesn't matter, summer, winter, all the time. And I got a beautiful silk shirt, and they're just so useful. I love all these things. I love finding classic blazers. You know, I love putting my looks together. So take the drama out of planning an outfit. Upgrade your closet with Quince today. Go to quince.com/DND for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/DND, and get free shipping and 365-day return. Quince.com/DND. Let's get back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Cole. As a leading functional medicine practitioner, I have had the unique position to see so many alchemize their pain and health problems to their purpose. Now I want the same for you. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers, where there is a fresh infusion of grace and lightness into wellness. This is the art of being well. Join me every Thursday for a new episode.
You know, Sergio obviously calls me all the time, and I've been so busy, and he's called me less. He's called me less. And actually, yesterday was the first day, I think, he didn't call me for like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 hours. And I was like, oh, he hasn't called. And then when he did, he was like, he had fallen into bed because he'd done so many meetings over there. And he was like, I'm going to bed, I'm going to bed. And he fell asleep, I think. And we're both so busy that actually we're both now dying to come home and just like hold hands and touch feet and do all the things that we do to reconnect us. Like, we're really missing each other now. And there's only a few days left. And it's great. It's absolutely great because I'm so proud of what he's doing on his own over there. But like, I'm also realized, like, you know, at the beginning, I think when you're with each other all the time, you're like, oh, he's just always here. Or whoever it is, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about Sergio per se, I'm talking about whoever's in front of your face. And that this has given me my mojo back. It's like a bit like going to a health spa. Like, I was thinking about putting myself into a health spa, but I really don't have time right now, and nor do I want to. I've already lost the weight that I needed to lose. I feel great, so I don't need that. I need to just sort my shit out. I'm doing things like projections for the rest of the year, so I know how much I have to live off every month. And, you know, again, I asked you all the questions that you wanted me to answer in this podcast. And again, always comes down, all you want to talk about with me and Sergio is sex or money. It's so funny. Those are the only two subjects I get. And I've said them so many times. Money is just, you know, a funny thing. It drives me because I like nice things. As you can see, my house, like I said it before, I went crazy on my house to make it a sanctuary. And I believe that pushing yourself into a better life for yourself is very important, because you need to be driven for the hustle. Not that you're worried all the time and you can't breathe, because that's not a way to live, but to plan ahead. And that's what I'm doing now. So I've just called my accountants. I'm like finishing my life off. I'm, you know, finally getting around to selling the UK, all of these things with my ex-husband. They're important, right? So I want to financially plan for my future and, you know, to know what I have every month and to be just comfortable and look at budgets, which I never did before. I'm terrible, terrible with all of these things. Like, I have, you know, and because I'm a small business and I run myself from home and from my house, you know, everyone's got my card. So it's so hard for me to keep track of what I'm spending and where. So that I've taken that this year, I'm going to change all that. I'm going to have more financial control. I'm going to know where every penny goes and what we're spending it on. And funnily enough, you know, my young husband is not the problem. I'm the problem. My young husband is much more sensible than me. He would like to cut up every credit card I've ever owned, which partly I got forced into anyway this year, because moving to the Middle East, I didn't realize you can't keep your European credit cards anyway. So you have to, it's a whole nother ball game over here. So I had to, they take them all away from you. You have to start again and get your credit history again. It's crazy. 21 years of Amex, bye bye. Anyway, not a bad thing. Suddenly learning all of these things for myself, right? Because I always put other people in charge of it. I had huge finance teams. I had huge accountants. I had huge, you know, I had my ex-husband. I had all of this. And now I'm doing it myself. And taking control for myself is fascinating, because now I know what the kids spend on in purchases game. I literally just cut off my son yesterday as I got another £100 bill come through. And then checking things like family plans for Spotify, little things that I'm making changes, right? To make sure that I'm looking after every penny that we can all make, right? So I, you know, my kids use my credit cards like it's a Tetris game, like bing, bing, bing. So I'm cutting them all off, figuring out how to do that. You know, my drivers, my housekeepers, everyone's on my accounts here. So it's looking at better ways and more convenient ways to shop, to save money, and to make this house run. Now, Sergio has been helping me with all of this stuff as well. And we put all the money that we make now into one pot. So there you are. Everyone keeps asking me. I'm married to him. He's not my boyfriend. We're married. I'm trying to remember what we did when we were living together and just I think we just had separate finances. But like, you know, now everything is one pool, as it should be, right? So because it's the house is running, I don't really see, I mean, I'm already four people, so I don't really know what you expect it should look like exactly, that he's meant to average out what he spends and just put what he spends in. We don't do it like that. We do whatever he earns, whatever I earn goes into this pot, and it funds our lifestyle, right? It's our lifestyle. I mean, if he wants to go out and buy a car or shitloads of designer clothes, which he never does, by the way, I do because I'm on Housewives, so I need the whole closet. He actually tries to get me to calm down. And we actually, what we do now is look at what I make from the show and then take a percentage of that and block it for wardrobe. So that's how that's covered. But then, you know, for us, like he would never go and buy a car or anything super expensive without asking me anyway, my thoughts, because I'm going to be in that car. And so really, we don't really have that much to discuss because you're talking about dinners and lunches. Well, big whoop. The bills for the house are the bills for the house. I mean, they're not determined by him. And that all comes out of the pot. You know, he's one person. I've got all the other people that, you know, kids here. So he just puts in, he never argues. He's not, my husband is not about money. And I think that's really, really special. Like he never says, I've earned this. This is for me. Never. He's never said that. Never done that. I can't imagine him doing that. He's like, he just puts it straight in there. I don't know how other couples do it, but I do think that sometimes you just have to let go, right? And I think when I came into this marriage, because I was divorced, I had a lot of these kind of feelings like, well, he's not getting a penny if we break up. He's not getting anything that is due to my children. He's not getting that, you know, whatever money I had before, I want to have exactly left behind. You know, I had all these like parameters of what he wasn't going to get, which starts you off on a very negative sort of tone because you want to make it clear in some way. Like I have art, I had jewelry, and this is my side. I'm not talking for what he had because that's, you know, and I made that abundantly clear because that's when we went and did the prenup and I said, that's yours. That's, we listed our assets. We listed what he came in with, the cash he had, and that we should all walk out back with. So it's quite an easy place to go forward. Then you have to just relax into it and just trust each other because if you're always questioning what the other person is spending, which is what I think you guys are getting at, because a lot of husbands question their wives or why do you need it? I would die if I had to ask, you know, how much can I spend this on a top or ask permission? We don't have to ask permission unless it's for a major expense in our house because we just trust that the other person is sensible because we both have access to the money and we both have future plans, right? And I think that's actually a really good thing to look at is future plans. Like if you know that you're saving for something, so we know that we were working on Bali and that we want to put money there. So we weigh up our expenditure and what that could maybe pay for us over there. Or if you want to buy an income producing house or you want to buy more property. I think also this house that we invested in Dubai has been such a good investment for us financially that it really excited us more than the material things that maybe I would have bought, like jewelry and all this rubbish that I've always been addicted to now doesn't interest me as much because I made so much money with him on this house that it's so much more exciting. And I know that a lot of people can't rush out and buy a house, but you know, there are apartments and low income housing and things that do make you money. And I'm planning for my future because maybe I didn't do that. I didn't do that before because I was always just married. I was like, oh, someone else will do that. Well, no, they won't do that. And the thing is, of course, Sergio can break up with me in the future and I can break up with him. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't look at it like that. I'm not planning for that, but I'm planning for my future regardless. You know, regardless, not without him per se, but like just our future. Like what does that look like? Where can we make our future easier? I don't want to struggle. I don't want to be in a house and not be able to stay there and afford the bills. Or maybe this is the house that pays all my bills. You know, like I move out when I'm old and this produces income for me and, you know, the other houses. And then I move to a small apartment. Like all of these things, you know, are very exciting for me because it's like, oh, I'm really preparing for myself. So I've had all this time to kind of look at that. I even went back and looked at my pension, you know, how much I had in my pension in the UK. So I know that that's there. Then I've made small investments in shares and stocks over the years, which I know that I'm waiting for the companies to see if they IPO and all of that. And I've got those there and that's quite exciting. And I'm really taking this time to look at it. And then I'm looking at, you know, where Sergio's put his money and what he's done and, you know, and he's planning for my future because he knows that, you know, obviously I'm going to get older and he's seen his parents and his mother's getting older and what's she going to do when they're older. And, you know, obviously he's very attached to his mom and he wants to be able to, like, you know, take care of her in some way. And I understand all those things. So this few days and months, I have achieved so much clarity in my mind of what I need to do that it's been so exciting for me. No one can do this for you. I think I always put all of this into other people's hands. And yes, I've looked at financial advisors and people that can do all that for me, of course, paid. But again, it's another pay, someone to pay. You know, I have like a lot of people. I have accountants now. I have a manager. I have an agent. I have, there's a limit, you know, I have a PA to how many people you can pay before it doesn't make any sense anymore. And I think that, you know, I have to just take responsibility now for myself. And, you know, and for my family and look to building all of these things. And I think this house symbolized so much for me because it's step one of like my new life with making all the right decisions, I think. Let's take a little break from the show and talk about Westin Hotels. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin Hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling. This, for me, is a game changer. With signature offerings to help you move, eat, and sleep well, Westin Hotels make a travel opportunity to enhance your well-being, not detract from it, which is key for someone like me who's always on the move. At Westin Hotels, you can work out how you want. They have a variety of fitness options to keep your wellness routine on track while you're away. So maintain your focus in Westin workout fitness studios that are equipped with state-of-the-art equipment. You can get moving on a group run by Westin's Run Concierge, a running guide or buddy, which makes it so easy for you to explore the local areas. This, I think, is amazing because if you're new to an area and you're running on your own, it's easy to get lost or end up in the wrong place or, you know, it's scary. So to have a running buddy and a run concierge, I think is so clever. Run like a local. There'll be 3 and 5 mile scenic run maps, which make it easy for you to find and explore the best route on foot. Or just do your own thing with the workout and recovery gear available through demand through Westin's gear lending program. Again, genius. If you're on the move and you don't want to carry all your workout gear, they'll lend it to you and you simply just give it back. Customize your workout while you go on with Hyper Ice and Bala products to borrow during your stay. Eat well also with Westin's Eat Well menu, designed with foods that make sure you meet your nutritional needs. So basically, Westin chefs have crafted dishes with your well-being in mind. Choose what's right for you and the desired portion size and nutritional balance. Westin makes it easy for you to continue to nourish your health, no matter where you are in the world. Lastly, you can recharge your body and mind with a restorative sleep in Westin's renowned heavenly bed. I actually do this at home every single night. I put lavender balm on my pillow. It eases my tension and soothes your senses, and you sort of just drift on into a gorgeous sleep. And I love that a hotel has actually thought about the little things because it really does make a difference, especially if you're on a work trip and you're stressed. It's amazing. At Westin Hotels, their amenities offerings aim to help you move well, eat well, sleep well, so you can keep your well-being close while away. Find wellness on your next stay at Westin. Westin Hotels is also part of Marriott Bonvoy, an extraordinary portfolio of hotel brands and an award-winning travel program. Let's get back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So I'm really, really, really can't tell you what this time alone has meant. Would I have achieved so much with that with Sergio here? No, I don't think I would have. Not because he's in my face. I just think it's a distraction. Everything's a distraction. I think that, you know, sitting on your own and taking a real look at where you are in life. I'm 47. You know, there's only so long that I can work really hard. And I'm, you know, this, I am gung-ho. I don't think I've worked harder in my life. I've got the podcast. I've got the ambassadorships. I've got the TV show. I've got, you know, a new line coming out, which I'm very excited to share with you all, that Sergio and I are about to launch. And I hope you'll all get behind us. But it's, you know, that in itself was something that he and I've built or are building from things that I, you know, the way I feel, the way I feel inside. I think a lot of you know I've been on a health journey lately too. And that's not to say I don't party and, you know, I've given up alcohol. I'm not going to do that. Let's, you know, I believe in living everything in moderation. There's no point. I love a good drink and laugh with my girlfriend. So that's not going. But I do feel like I love my life and my supplements. And I'm, you know, we're about to launch our own supplement line because you're, you know, never old, too old to feel young. And I think I'm a really good example of like how life is just getting better and crazier and better for me. Whether it's, you know, I read yesterday in the paper that you live longer if you fuck. Well, I have sex. I have the most amazing husband who keeps me on my toes. I have a life that every day is fucking different. I mean, I wake up every day. It's like, ooh, what roller coaster am I getting on? And I have amazing people around me that, you know, support me. And I have amazing projects handed to me, or not handed, but put in front of me that I get to choose. And I'm so excited for the life that I have. And I'm excited to launch my new brand with you, Bust the Label. And I called it Bust the Label. And actually, you guys are the first to hear about this. I can't believe I'm telling you this before Sergio's here because he's going to be so annoyed at me. I called it Bust the Label because that's what we've done. I think my whole philosophy in life is busting out of the label that we've all been given, right? Busting out of the box because, you know, we don't fit in a box. I don't fit in a box. I'm not an average 47-year-old woman. I'm really not. I don't want to be. You know, I'm not because I care about my age. I don't feel my age at all. And there you go. I wanted to give you all the things that I take every bloody day of my life and swear by. And I know there's a million supplements on the market right now, but you know, I really hope that you guys like mine because it's something that we've worked on for quite a long time and we're so excited about and we put our heart and soul into. And, you know, it means so much to us because everyone, all of you, actually, my other biggest question is how do I stay looking so young and feeling so good? And I really believe that you can do everything with moderation if you, you know, take care of your body from the inside out. My skin feels amazing. My hair feels amazing. My nails, you know, I'm doing all of these things and I want to share them with you guys. So, you know, it's coming soon. Watch this space. But that's also been a labor of love that keeps you up at night going, am I doing the right thing? Is the market saturated? Are people going to buy them because, you know, it's me? But then I'm like, you just have to believe. And I believe, you know, and we've put so much love into the brand. What makes us different from everybody else? Well, the same thing. We have a following. Our fans love us, you know, and maybe that's the difference. Maybe that's, you know, that you believe in us and we believe in you. And that's what's so exciting. And, you know, this journey couldn't have happened to me anyway without you guys. I started always having, my life has been led in by you guys, by so much, by my fans, because, you know, so many people have told me no, but then you guys have always said, keep doing what you're doing. You're inspiring. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow my gut, even when society tells me I shouldn't or I can't. And I believe I can. And 47 is great. I feel amazing. And I look at other amazing women. Look at whose birthday was I seeing? Oh God, the actress the other day. She looks unfucking believable. Kept trying to get her on this podcast, but I haven't yet. Amazing looking woman. Anyway, her name's completely slipped my mind, but dark hair, always has a ponytail. Gorgeous. And she's 50. And I was like, fuck, she looks unreal. Unreal. And she's having sex, I can assure you. You can see it in her glow in the face. So, you know, I want to, it's all of these things. It's collagen. It's like, it's all of the ingredients in these pills that you take. And then it's the sex and the love and the fun. And the fun. We forget to have fun. We're so busy worrying. Worry is what ages us. And that's not to say I don't worry. Of course I worry. I worry all the time. I get stressed. But then I lie down and go, why am I worrying? You can't control it. There's no way, you know, like divorce not dead. You're all listening. I mean, I am so touched, by the way. You know, I started this little podcast, as I said, from home, and it's, you know, growing and growing and growing. And, you know, you guys love it so much. And, you know, I love talking to you about everything. I just believe that if you believe, you can have anything in life. You really can. I'm a normal girl from Dorset, okay? And I've managed to create my dream life. I'm going to be building a house in Bali. I'm married to a 28-year-old. I've got a beautiful TV show that never came to Dubai before, suddenly in Dubai. I've got, you know, a podcast that is killing it, that you're all loving. I've got a new brand about to launch. I've got, you know, a beautiful home. I've got lovely pets, my kids that love me. I am so blessed. And I just need to keep saying that. I am so fucking blessed. I'm so fucking blessed. I'm so fucking blessed. Say it like that, by the way. Oh, another one of my favorite mantras is I'm abundant as fuck and money flows to me like magic. And somehow it does. Like somehow it just does. And if it's not happened for you yet, that doesn't mean it's not coming. It's coming. It's coming. It'll come. So just relax into your journey. Try not to control everything around you. Try not to panic. Try not to hold on. Let go. Trust in the universe, and it just fucking works out. It just does. It really, really does. Believe it, feel it, touch it, smell it. Take time for you, whatever that time looks like. You know, take an hour, sit on the grass, look at the sky. Take an hour, you know, just sit on your balcony and, you know, take 5 minutes, go to the gym. The gym gets you going. Do half an hour on a treadmill, do some weights, literally just, it's not even about the weight. It's just about the endorphins. Have sex, push yourself to have sex, even when you don't want to. And we're all there. We're all fucking exhausted. Get yourself in the mood, however that makes you feel, because sex keeps you young. You know, enjoy life. We're here for a minute. Thank you for listening to another episode of Divorce Not Dead.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Not Dead. Tune in next Wednesday for a new episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We'd love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at Caroline Stanbury for all the behind-the-scenes action.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.